It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy today's in. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to worship today. God is good, and we're glad that you're with us today for worship on the 8th of February. I need to tell you in right away that I need to help my mother with something, and so I'm going to step away from the camera during opening right after opening prayer, and if I'm not right back, you'll understand, and I will be right back with you, okay? So that being said, my wife, Undreamed Of, will have opening prayer, then doing opening song. I won't be on the camera. If I'm not right back after opening song, I'll be on my way. So just be patient. Thank you so much ahead of time, sweetheart.
Good morning. Let's pray. Eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we take this time to pause and to be able to lift up our petitions before you. We first pray and ask that you will bless us on this broadcast this morning as we open up your word. Please anoint the words of our pastor and fill him with your spirit. We thank you for your loving watch care throughout the night, and we ask that your spirit will continue to lead us, guide us, instruct, and direct our lives. Help us to stay faithful to you, Lord, as we draw nigh to you. And let us allow the Spirit to teach us things that we need to know for such a time as this. We pray these things in Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen.
Amen. And I also want you to know that our broadcast will be a little shorter. We are blessed to hear from Sister Lenny. And so our topic for worship is Selfishness Cannot Understand Love. And then she will be sharing healing. The topic will be healing. That being said, we're going to have our opening song at this time, and we will not have the torso song. So we'll open up Sister Lenny's mic right after worship so she can share healing with us, and we won't open the phone lines at the end today. A lot going on. We have a wellness retreat going on, and so we thank you all for being understanding. And at this time, opening song. Yeah.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time for Christian. It's about time. It's about
lift up your head, your redemption is
right, friends, we're reading from Homeward Bound today. That's a devotional book by Ellen White, and the topic is Selfishness Cannot Understand Love. The scripture comes from Isaiah 14, verses 13 and 14, where it says, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, and we'll just focus on the last part, I will be like the Most High. At the birth of Jesus, Satan knew that one had come with a divine commission to dispute his dominion. He trembled at the angel's message attesting the authority of the newborn king. Satan well knew the position that Christ had held in heaven as the beloved of the Father. That the Son of God should come to this earth as a man filled him with amazement and with apprehension. He could not fathom the mystery of this great sacrifice. His selfish soul could not understand such love for the deceived race. The glory and peace of heaven and the joy of communion with God were but dimly comprehended by human beings, but they were well known to Lucifer, the covering cherub. Since he had lost heaven, he was determined to find revenge by causing others to share his fall. This he would do by causing them to undervalue heavenly things and to set the heart upon things of earth. The image of God was manifest in Christ, and in the counsels of Satan, it was determined that he should be overcome. No human being had come into the world and escaped the power of the deceiver. The forces of the Confederacy of Evil were set upon his track to engage in warfare against him, and if possible, to prevail over him. The Savior's baptism, Satan, was among the witnesses. He saw the Father's glory overshadowing his Son. He heard the voice of Jehovah testifying to the divinity of Jesus. Ever since Adam's sin, the human race had been cut off from direct communion with God. The communication between heaven and earth had been through Christ. But now that Jesus had come in the likeness of sinful flesh, Romans 8:3, the Father himself spoke. He had before communicated with humanity through Christ. Now he communicated with humanity in Christ. Satan had hoped that God's abhorrence of evil would bring an eternal separation between heaven and earth. But now it was manifest that the connection between God and humanity had been restored. Satan saw that he must either conquer or be conquered. The issue of the conflict involved too much to be entrusted to his Confederate angels. He must personally conduct the warfare. All the energies of apostasy were rallied against the Son of God. Christ was made the mark of every weapon of hell. Selfishness cannot understand love. Let's pray. Father, bless us as we move forward. Thank you for the great love of God that has been manifested on Calvary's cross and even in the life and the resurrection of Jesus and even in his retaining humanity forever. Help us, Lord, to love you so much that we will hate sin. Help us to grow closer and closer to you as we contemplate these magnanimous themes. And we just pray that we will be saved because we can be with your great love and because of your great sacrifice. It is guaranteed as long as we stay in obedience and surrender. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. As stated earlier, my friends, we will forego on the intermission song, and we will hear at this time from Sister Lenny. Let me make sure I have the right one here. Okay, I believe that's Sister Lenny. She should be on at this time, and we'll hear her message on healing.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Healing. Let healing energy flow through your body. the healing energy of God, the universe, life, and letting the positive surround us. It is available, waiting for us to draw on it, waiting for us to draw it in. It's waiting on the words of a whispered prayer in a gentle touch, a positive word, a positive thought. Healing energy is in the sun, the wind, the rain, and all that is good. Let healing energy come. Attract it. Accept it. Let it soak in. Breathe in the golden light. Exhale. Let go of fear, anger, hurt, doubt. Let healing energy flow to you, through you. It is yours for the asking, for the believing. Today, let's ask for and accept the healing energy from God. Let it flow to us, through us, and back out to others. We are part of and at one with the continuous cycle of healing. Thank you so much, and may God bless you today as you heal.
Amen. 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 God bless you. We are just going to turn it over to my wife, and she will close us out. If she has a closing comment, that'll be wonderful. If not, it'll be also wonderful if she just wants to close with prayer.
All right, let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this short time of worship, and we just pray that you will bless these efforts, Lord, as you would have it to be. We want to keep before you the petitions of Sister Odessa, asking prayer for her family as they go through the loss of their loved one, her sister. We want to pray for our mother in Israel. We know that she's lost a couple of good friends, and just praying for her and her family, as well as the family of her her friends that have passed away, their family members. And we want to lift before you Traveling Mercy for our dear sister, who's down in Alabama. We know she's going to be traveling for a couple of months as she goes and celebrates the birthday of her mother, the 100th birthday of her mother. And we just pray, Lord, for two Marshall Kelly family members as well. Just want to keep all those petitions before you, asking that you will provide comfort and strength and traveling mercies and just your love, Lord. And we pray for everyone on the line, asking for special spiritual, mental, and physical healings to be granted to each one of us as you would have it to be. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children, and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now undreamed of. And I just want to mention that we also want to keep, I believe Sister Lenny had a petition where a family member has passed away. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was a brother-in-law. So we want to keep that in prayer as well.
Amen. Amen. Lord, bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, friends, our closing song is I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord.